From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's been more than 24 hours since yesterday's attacks in the Indian Financial Center of Mumbai, and Indian commandos are still fighting for control of the city. The BBC's Chris Morris reports that some of the attackers remain uncaptured.
In one of these leading hotels, and possibly in the other, there are still people being held and there are still gunmen at large. All day, we've had Indian commandos going through these hotels, literally room for room. There have been explosions, there's been the sound of gunfire. Both hotels at one stage or other have had large fires breaking out. So it's been quite dramatic and quite alarming, I think, for the people who live here. At the end of this day, the second day, they really wanted to get this whole thing finished, but it isn't finished yet, and they believe that there are between 10 and 12 gunmen possibly still at large.
The BBC's Chris Morris reporting. The State Department says it knows of no American citizens who died in the terrorist attacks in India, but at least three were injured. The U.S. is urging Americans not to travel to Mumbai for the next few days and has issued a travel alert for all of India through the end of the year. Arab foreign ministers meeting in Cairo today renewed their call for dialogue among Palestinian factions and called for an end to the Israeli blockade of the Gaza Strip. The Islamist Hamas movement, which controls Gaza, caused the results inadequate. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The Arab foreign ministers were meeting in the wake of an aborted Palestinian dialogue that was canceled when Hamas boycotted the talks. Without condemning Hamas, the ministers said they were deeply disturbed that the reconciliation talks between Hamas and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas's Fatah movement did not take place. The ministers did condemn the Israeli land and sea blockade of the Gaza Strip, where humanitarian groups have been warning of a crisis due to shortages of food, power, and fuel. In Damascus, a Hamas spokesman criticized the foreign minister's suggestion that Abbas remain in office until both presidential and parliamentary elections can be staged next year. Fatah says parliamentary balloting may take place in April, while Hamas says Abbas's term should end in January. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Iraq's parliament has approved a security agreement with the U.S. that calls for a gradual withdrawal of U.S. troops. It now goes to the Presidential Council, and a referendum is supposed to be held next summer. Hundreds of soldiers in Afghanistan celebrated Thanksgiving today. They lined up for a traditional meal, even as other soldiers kept a watchful eye out for Taliban insurgents. President-elect Obama says it is important to remember members of the military and their families on Thanksgiving.
We honor and give thanks for their sacrifice and stand by the families who endure their absence with such dignity and resolve.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly radio address today. He spent the holiday at home in Chicago. You're listening to NPR News. While the U.S. stock market was closed for Thanksgiving, stocks were higher on the global markets. Larry Miller reports from London.
London gained 1.8%, Frankfurt rose 2.3%, and Paris ended 2.5% higher. Banks and oil-related stocks were strong. Asian markets were also up after China said it's cutting interest rates by the biggest margin in 11 years. China also warned its economic downturn could threaten civil stability. Meanwhile, lower demand led the world's biggest steelmaker, ArcelorMittal, to announce 9,000 more job cuts. General Motors Europe says it hopes to weather the fall in car sales without laying off staff by reducing hours and cutting pay. And economic sentiment in the 15 countries that use the euro currency hit a 15-year low. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Thailand's prime minister has declared a state of emergency at Bangkok's two airports. The emergency authorizes police to take back the airports, which have been closed down by protesters who've spent months trying to unseat the government. Meanwhile, rumors are sweeping through Bangkok that the army will stage a coup. The rumors intensified after the powerful army commander called for new elections, an idea rejected by the prime minister. Russia's president has arrived in Cuba on the last leg of a four-nation Latin American tour. Moscow insists the Cuba stop is not meant to provoke the U.S., but ties have been strained over Russia's war with Georgia and U.S. plans for missile defense in Eastern Europe. Dmitry Medvedev arrived in Havana today after meeting with President Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News.